This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined at midday by Amanda Brill of Total Farm Marketing. Amanda, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Things are mixed today. Right now we have corn and soybeans lower while wheat is a penny higher. That is a reversal from earlier today where, you know, corn was up as much as 5 or 6 cents. Soybeans were up around 9 cents. And what I've really seen is an inverse relationship with the dollar. So the dollar was significantly lower this morning, and I think that supported the grains along with some dryness in Argentina. But around, you know, hour ago, the dollar came back, I think pushed the grains down a little bit. And now the dollar is fluctuating. So who knows where we'll close, but I think that's probably what's leading the market today.
Amanda, have you noticed the uptick in, I guess I will use the word pressure, in terms of what we've seen with renewable fuels? We've heard a lot of talk about E15 year-round sales not being included in the House Appropriations Bill, and that had a lot of people upset, talking about potentially getting that legislation done in February, the possibility of that. We also have heard several calls for finalizing those 45Z tax credits. Still don't know what's going on there. And then RVOs as well, also hanging out there. Is that affecting the ag marketplace at all right now?
Yeah. And, you know, more than anything, it creates uncertainty, which usually is a negative pressure. But then we have President Trump come out and say that he's for these things.
That was Amanda Brill with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down a penny at 429. March soybeans down 3 cents at 1072. On the Merck, February live cattle down 80 cents at 236.03. March feeder cattle up 70 cents at 366.55. February lean hogs down 10 cents at 87.85. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.